Service safe.
Professor Buzzkill. Mini-Mets.
Hello, hello, Buzzkillers. It's your favorite professor here. We're talking old school baseball. You know, he's often referred to as one of the greatest baseball players of all time, but was Ty Cobb, the Georgia Peach, rotten to the core? Was his professional greatness mirrored by personal repugnance, as is so often the case? Cobb's spoiled reputation was mostly the product of a bad biography and reporters repeating old rumors. Let's play ball, Buzzkillers, and don't forget to sharpen your spikes. I'll tell you what, let's start with those spikes. Spikes worn on baseball shoes were metal until well into the 1980s. Ty Cobb, the fearsome outfielder for the Detroit Tigers from 1905 to 1928, allegedly sharpened his spikes in order to injure opposing players while sliding into a base. The problem with this story, Buzzkillers, is that there's no evidence, certainly no direct evidence, that Cobb sharpened his spikes to hurt players intentionally. All players sharpened their spikes at that time to knock rust off and to create a better grip, if you will, on the ground. And the reports of Cobb deliberately spiking players are rarer than Chicago Cubs World Series championships. My apologies to all our Windy City fans out there and all the Windy City Buzzkillers. Was Cobb basically a dirty player? This is one of the most persistent myths in baseball. Cobb was certainly a vigorous player. He played hard, and he certainly ran hard. But this was the dead ball era, Buzzkillers. Getting on base as a result of a good hit was pretty rare. Players had to run and slide hard in the hope that the infielders would commit an error or drop the ball. The most that any balanced baseball historian could say about the evidence of Ty Cobb's play was that it was in line with the style at the time. A much bigger issue in terms of baseball and American society at the time was the question of whether Ty Cobb was a racist, especially when it came to African Americans playing baseball alongside him and alongside with other whites. It's a much more difficult thing to assess than his attitudes towards playing hard or spiking and all that kind of thing. Buzzkill Institute historians have been able to determine, however, that Cobb was certainly prejudiced towards most minorities, and his views about African Americans were racist. At least when he was a young man, Cobb appears to have held the same sorts of attitudes towards race that most Americans, and certainly most of his fellow Southerners, held at the time. It's often pointed out in Cobb's defense that other famous and heralded baseball players held worse racial views, but that's certainly not an excuse. What may have distinguished Ty Cobb, however, was how far his attitudes towards race, especially race in baseball, evolved over the years. He became a great admirer of Jackie Robinson and other players who broke the color line in baseball. By the 1940s and 1950s, Cobb was open, vocal, and public in supporting the removal of race barriers in baseball and in society. As he grew in old age, and as he neared the end of his life, he had certainly evolved as a man and as a human being. And after all, isn't that what we want? Talk to you next week, Buzzkillers.